Blog Talk Radio.
Where are my people at? Whether you've been born again or whether you are not, come on, wherever you are, I want you to lift your hands up, to lift your hands up.
Welcome to Out of a Pure Heart Ministries. This is your host, Evangelist Teresa Scott. Yes, Teresa Scott. Hold on, somebody's on the phone. Maybe that's Stacy Lattisall. Apostle, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am. I'm right here.
You usually have yours on mute anyway. Okay, hold on. I'm going to see if this is Evangelist Stacy. Good evening. Welcome to Out of a Pure Heart Ministries.
Yes, hello.
Hey, Evangelist.
Hi there.
Stacey, how are
you? How are you?
Good. Apostle is on the line, too.
Amen. Hello, Apostle.
God bless you.
God bless
you, woman of God. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. I'm home resting. I'm kind of going through a little bout of something here, but I'm trusting God because I know He's faithful.
Amen.
He is faithful.
And He will bring you through.
Yes, indeed. Faithful is He.
Yes, He is.
Praise God.
Seem like this conference is coming and all kind of stuff is going on. But
girl, but you know what? I am reminded, no weapon.
No weapon.
It may be trying to form, but it can't prosper.
Amen.
And I've given God His word back because that's what He told me.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. God don't take His word back.
Yes.
That's right.
He promised
a yay and amen.
Amen.
So I said, okay, God, you got this.
You got
this.
Mm-hmm.
You got this, Lord.
That's what to do. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. So, tonight was going to be Apostle Pinson, and he did let me know, as I stated to you yesterday evening, that if you wanted to come on this evening, that would be fine with him.
Yes,
so what I'm
yes.
going to do is I'm going to back off, and I'm going to let YouTube do whatever the Lord leads you to do.
Amen.
That's what I'm going to do.
Amen.
So, Apostle Pinson, this is your night. You know, go ahead and pray. Do whatever you want to do. I'm about to put my phone on mute and see if I can work a little something going on over here with this computer. So y'all go ahead and do what y'all doing. I'm listening. I'm just going to be on mute.
Amen.
Amen. First and foremost, I want to say, no, it's not my night. It's always Jesus' night. It's the Lord's night.
Yes.
And, you know, one thing about me, I believe in yielding to the will of the Lord. And we've got a very powerful, dynamic woman of God on the line with us tonight, saints. And if you only knew her story, I don't even know it. But I do believe that there's a message in her story. And I'm just thankful that she's here tonight with us. And woman of God, you know, I just want to say I yield myself to you. I'm going to pray. And then I'm going to turn you loose. Father
Amen.
God, we thank you for another time of worship and praise, Lord God. We thank you for opportunity of fellowship and friendship, Daddy. Lord God, tonight I just thank you that the word that comes forward, Lord, out of the both of our mouths, that it be edifying to you, Lord God, and that it be nourishment to the body of Christ. Lord God, allow us just to minister to the brokenhearted tonight. Allow us to minister to those who are in need tonight, those who are going through, Lord God. Father, I ask that you just place your hand upon Evangelist Stacy Lattison Jackson, Lord God, and allow her to increase as you allow her to decrease as you increase. And God, give her every desire of her heart. Lord God, I thank you in advance for the victory in her life. I thank you for the woman of God, Evangelist Scott and Bishop Scott tonight, Lord God, for going forward and doing the things that you've called them to do, Daddy. Lord God, I just want to bless you in name, and I want to magnify you and glorify you. Just bask in your goodness. Lord, I
Hallelujah.
Thank you for those people whose lives will be turned around this afternoon. God,
thank
I just
you,
bless your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah.
In
amen,
Jesus'
amen,
name.
And amen.
God be given glory.
Amen,
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Great is your faithfulness, God.
Amen. Listen,
yes.
guys, we have a caller from 876 area code. Who they were on a few minutes ago, and they disappeared, and they came back, and they're pressing the one.
Go ahead, pull them up. They may need prayer.
Good evening, good night. I'm calling from Jamaica.
Good night.
Hey, good evening.
Amen.
Yes, I'm Sandy Taylor.
Oh, Sister Taylor, God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle. Apostle, I wanted to ask a question. Anyway, I'm just going to throw it out.
Yes.
Apostle, you're kind of familiar with me and my situation. I just wanted to ask a forward question, Apostle, since there's a prophetess on the line, if I find this prophetess, do you think I'm ready for ministry?
You know, that's a question that a lot of people ask, and I'm going to just say this to you. You were born into ministry. hear me well, woman of God. You were born into ministry. And don't allow people or naysayers to say otherwise. When God places his seal or his stamp upon you, then that means go forward and do the will that he has called you to do. You are called to teach the word of God. Do not second guess it. Continue to go forward with it. Just remember the other day how you worship God, and God's love fell upon you, and you've never felt that type of feeling before. And I'm here to tell you tonight, the more you continue to fall in love with him, the more he's going to love upon you, and the word of God will be established inside of your bones. And so, yes, the answer is yes, 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 yes. Go forward. Go forward.
My God, Apostle. I've been fasting, I've been praying, and I was asking for directions, and I heard go. That all I heard was go, but, you know, the enemy tries to tell you, oh, you're not ready, and, you know, the naysayers and stuff. Thank you, Lord, for the confirmation. That's what I heard. The direction that I asked for, the answer that I got was go.
And you know what? I'm gonna share something with you offline, and it's really going to blow your mind because of what God showed me about you. And it's some great things that are about to happen in your life. I'm talking about total transformation, situation, turnaround. I'm talking about new lifestyle ways and God just operating in you in his total love. And that's the one thing we've got to understand, that God is love and God is all about love. So go forward. So if God told you to go, the naysayers are going to always say stop. And then you just heard me say go. Then guess what? You got to go. Don't let nothing hold you back.
Now
I want you to listen to this. Now what you don't know who is on this line tonight is Evangelist Stacy Lattisong Jackson. Okay? This woman of God, let me show you now. She started out in the circular world at the age, I think, of 13. Am I correct, Evangelist?
Actually, I was 12 and a half. I was almost 13 years old.
Now, she traveled weeks. She traveled a lot of time with Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5, the Jacksons and whatnot, opening up for them. This woman of God had hit after hit after hit in the circular world. Now she's turned her life around and she's serving God. Now I'm going to just let her say something to you, minister to your heart, because I'm telling you, it's your season. Evangelist, go ahead.
Hallelujah, God. Lord, our God, thank you. I'm just going to tell you the Bible. The Lord says, He who he calls, he equips. And don't be concerned with other people's opinions or even family members or so-called friends. You'll know that you've been called. You don't even have to ask a man of God or ask a woman of God, because your God's spirit will bear witness with your spirit, and you'll know that you know that you know. The Bible says many are called, the few are chosen. And I can see, I sense that you have a heart for God. And that's all God's willing. That's all he's looking for is a willing heart, a yielded vessel to say, God, here am I. I just want you to use me. I just want you, God, to be glorified in me and through me, because it's not about me. It's about the kingdom. It's about your glory. And I just want to be, you know, I want to decrease. One of my prayers every day is, God, I decrease that you may increase in me. That means more of God and less of self, less of flesh. The flesh has to die in order to please God. Because we're fleshly beings. God doesn't deal with the flesh. He deals with the spirit. So I would say to you, spend more time in the presence of God, because everything you need, it sounds like to me that you have a little bit of a confidence issue. Your confidence shall be in Christ, in Christ alone. Let me tell you one thing. Many people even questioned me years ago when I walked away from the R&B industry because they didn't
I guess some people kind of wonder, well, why did you do what you did? But I chose to follow God. See, so when you choose to follow God, people's opinions don't matter, and you become it, you get in that place where you say, okay, God, I just want to please you. And you become, it's almost like you are no longer, you know, even your own. You belong to Christ. So everything that he's put in you, even from you, when you were a child, the things that you've gone through, that God is, he has allowed you to go through those things for such a time as this. And you shall be used mightily for his glory. For his glory. So you do have a heart for God. And God's going to use you because you said yes to him. And that's all he's been wanting. That's all he's been looking for is a yes. See, that's what moves God, our obedience to God. It's not, you know, people get all impressed with titles. And that's one thing. I'm not moved by titles. You know, I do, the Bible says to give honor to whom honor is due. But titles don't impress me. I'm not moved with Bishop so-and-so, Evangelist so-and-so, or, you know, Apostle so-and-so, or Pastor so-and-so. You know, I give honor to all of them. But what moves me is the anointing of God. What moves me is the fruit. Am I seeing any fruit in your life? Come on now. Am I seeing any fruit in your life? Because that's what I need to see. I need to see the fruits of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Which is love,
hallelujah,
long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, temperance, patience. See, that's what we need to see in each other. See, so, hallelujah. So that's what God has asked us, the fruits of the Spirit. And I'll say to you this, the fruits of the Spirit are developed. And many times God will take you through something to develop more of himself in you. Oh, glory to God.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
God, we thank you. So yes. You say yes to God, and because you say yes to God, he's now saying yes to you.
Yes.
So you just walk it out. You just walk it out.
Amen.
Follow God, whatever the cost. Whatever the cost, follow God. He'll show you great and mighty things that you knoweth not. He'll open doors that man cannot shut, and he will give you favor that money can't buy. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus Christ. God, we give you glory.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
God, we thank you, Lord. See, we as people, we just get so caught up with sometimes we even get caught up with the gifts. But God says, seek me. Seek the gift giver. Come on now.
Yes.
Seek the gift giver. I am the gift giver. Don't seek the gift. When you seek the gift giver, the gift will come. Oh, glory to God. We get so caught up with the gift. Oh, glory. Glory to God. But when we seek the gift giver, the gifts come. So, see, many times we get it twisted. God says, seek me. Seek my face. Don't seek my hands about what I can do for you, but it's about, glory to God. Seek my face. That's why the Bible says, seek me early so that I may be found. That I may be found. Seek him early. Seek him early. Yes, God, you say yes to him. And now he's saying yes to you. So you just lift up your hands wherever you are and receive from God, even now. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God Almighty. We thank you with everything she needs, Father God, is in you, even now, God. Everything she needs, God, is in you. The precious anointing, God, even now, God. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet, God. More of your presence, God, even now, God. More of your power, God, even now, God. More of your glory, God, in the name of Yahweh, in the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Father. More of your glory, God.
Hallelujah.
Greater revelation of who you are, God. Even now, God.
In
the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Sister Taylor,
I really, really appreciate you calling in tonight, man. It's really a blessing, and I pray that you got something as the evangelist was just ministering into your life and into your heart, and that you take what she told you and take it to heart with it and allow it to resonate inside of you so that you shall grow in the will of God. Amen. God bless you. Hold on, because it's just getting started.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Teresa, go ahead and mute her line because the evangelist is about to be cut loose. Amen. Right. Amen. What a wonderful thing.
Hallelujah. I'm going to talk a little bit about, I'm not going to be long, but I'm going to talk a little bit about spiritual complacency.
Uh-oh.
Spiritual, and this is not a so good message, and I don't even know if God wants me to share this on Friday when I come to Philly, Lord willing, you know. But too many of us, we get comfortable. We get too comfortable. My God. We get too comfortable being Christians. We get too comfortable with our walk with God. But when God says, he's saying all along, I need more of your time. I need more from you. I need more of you. Because like the Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. Much is required. So we as people, we get too comfortable, and we just pray on Sunday sometimes. We only pray when we have a situation or we need something from God. But God says, no, it's about relationship. Get to know me. Get to know my word. Get to know what my will is for you. Mm-hmm. See, so we get too comfortable, and we say, well, I'll just come to God, you know, on Sunday at church. But he says, no, come to me in the morning. Oh, glory to God. Come to me in the afternoon. Hallelujah. Come to me at night. Spend time with me. Get to know who I really am. See, when you know whose you are, my God, you know who you are in him, you start to see yourself differently. You start to see yourself as he sees you, that chosen generation, that peculiar people, glory to God. Hallelujah. Chosen, a peculiar people, that means set apart for his glory. So we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, like I said before, we have a tendency to slip into a lukewarm state.
Yes, Lord.
And meaning instead of being the thermostat, we become the thermometer, my God, from Zion, hallelujah. When things are going well, we tend to take it easy, and we don't pray as much. We don't read the Bible as much. We may not even go to church as much. And as the days go by, we tend to do doing things our way, and sometimes we almost ignore God. And we put him on our to-do list. My God Almighty, oh, glory. But God says, what have you done for me lately, my child? Oh, hallelujah. What have you done for my church? What have you done for my people? See? Yeah, we have to take care of our families. We have to go to work. We have kids to take care of, the dog, the house, different responsibilities. But what have we done for God lately?
Mama.
Or that person on the street that, you know, that may need a few dollars, or the person in the grocery store that may be a little short at the register. Because, see, as we do things like that, we are being an example of Christ. See, that's when our lights are really shining the most. Oh, glory to God. When we become that beacon of light where God can use us. So, yeah, it's not about us. It's about the kingdom of God. It's about the glory of God. So many times we get too comfortable. God says, it's time for me to, you know, get out of that state, that state of complacency.
Mm-hmm.
In Revelation 3, Jesus wrote a letter to the church in Laodicea. I'm sorry, I pronounced it wrong again, which was in the middle of Turkey. He told them they were spiritually complacent. They were spiritually complacent. My God. Revelation 3:14, he says to the angel of the church in Laodicea, I'm sorry, write, these are the words of the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the rulers of God's creation. I know your deeds that you are neither, I know your deeds that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one of or the other. So because you are lukewarm, not hot or cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. You say I'm rich, I'm acquired wealth, and do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. My God. Jesus, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire so you can become rich and white clothes to wear, so you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salve to put on your eyes so you can see. God says, those whom I rebuke, I'm sorry, those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. See, we must come to a state also where we repent every day. You know, I believe that that's a part of my daily prayer. I ask God, Lord, forgive me of my iniquities, transgressions, my thoughts, my words, my deeds, because even thinking wrong is a sin to God. You know, looking upon someone the wrong way is a sin to God, you know. So sometimes we think, well, I didn't rob a bank. My God, hallelujah. I didn't go out here and, you know, do nothing crazy. But even those small things, they mean a lot to God. Amen?
Mm.
Oh, glory to God. Then he says, here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me. To whom who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, glory to God, let him hear what the Holy Spirit says to the churches. Oh, glory to God. Mm. Then let's look at the word lukewarm. It means indifferent and undecided, not passionately invested in the cause. Now we come to the question of how can we know if we're lukewarm? Now, these are three things that God told me for us to look out for. Number one, when one is lukewarm, the progress of God's work is no longer a priority to us. I'm going to say that one more time. When one is lukewarm, the progress of God's work is no longer a priority to us. And we're not too concerned about souls being saved. Oh, God, help us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-mm. Jesus, help us, Holy Ghost. Well, some may say, well, I don't, I go to church and I pray for folk, but you know what? At the end of the day, the Bible says he who wins souls is wise. We must be about God's business in saving people, helping to save, win people over to Christ, because the time is short. The hour has come. God is coming back for church without spot or wrinkle, and he is calling us to repent and to come to him just as we are. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. God, I bless your name. Hallelujah. And also God told me the second thing. He says the second one is that we outwardly we look the part. Outwardly, we look the part. We seem to be doing quite well, but inwardly, we are not content. My God. My God. Inwardly, we're not content. My God. Having no spiritual strength. And God says we become spiritually zapped. My God. Then he said, God is funny. God has a sense of humor. He told me one day before, he said, some of my people sit in church, and they're like spiritual zombies. My God. Going to and from because they don't spend enough time in my presence. My God. Hey, glory to God in the highest. In his presence, because everything we need is in the very presence of the true and living God.
Right.
Everything we need is many times all we need is a word from God. Come on now. You know, many times we say, well, God, I need to hear from you. Just one word from God can change your entire life. But we become so busy. We are out getting our fingernails done and doing this and doing that. But we've got to make time for God. We've got to get in the face of God and put him on our to-do list.
Yes.
Because we've gotten too comfortable. Too comfortable. And God says it's time out for that.
Yes.
Bless your holy name, God. Oh, glory to God. Another thing God says also, he says, we must be continually growing spiritually. And some people are at a spiritual stunt. My God. Whew. He said, we are, in fact, he says, sometimes we have to examine ourselves. If we have not grown, we should be growing on a daily basis.
Yes.
And if we look at ourselves 3 years ago, we say, well, you know what? I don't feel like I've grown enough, then we have got to check our spiritual walk with God. Because we should not be in the same state, my God, that we were in 3 years ago. Help us, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And the third thing, number three, God says some have unresolved, this is powerful right here, God said to me. He says some people have unresolved issues from the past that have not only dulled your spiritual ear, my God, dulled your spiritual ear, my God, but the unresolved issues are causing you to not fully walk in your purpose, my God. These are called stumbling blocks, my God Almighty. Hallelujah. Stumbling blocks because of unresolved issues. Now, see, we tend to not let things go. And when I say that is that, you know, sometimes you say, well, you don't know what that person did to me. They hurt me terribly. But God called you to love. God called you to forgive because guess what? He forgives us every day. Yes. Every day. So we are called to not only forgive, but to forget as well. My God. Oh, glory to God. We bless your name, God. So he tells us now, it's time for us to wake up from our spiritual slumber. And God was sharing with me one time before. He said, some of my people come to church on Sunday, and they're asleep in the pews. And I said, God, what you mean by that? He said, glory to God, not physically sleep, but spiritually sleep. Oh, God, how about Sianda?
Yeah.
Spiritually sleep, my God, because we become complacent. Spiritually complacent, but we have not made God our priority. Come on now, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. See, when you make him your priority, he will make you his. He will make you his priority. See, we get so caught up with other things in life when we tend to, like I said before, I can't get away from this. We've got to stop putting God on our to-do list. He must be our priority in the morning, in the afternoon, and at night. God must be our priority. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Put on a to-do list. My God.
Yes, my Lord. We thank you, God. Then God gave me this illustration to use. He said, look at it this way. He said, if a soldier is defending his family, his homeland, he fights courageously, right? And then he says also, he said, if a man loves his family, he will work hard to support them. My God. My God. So he says it's time for us to take action and to be who he's called us to be. He says we're more than conquerors. He says we can do all things through Christ, through him, who strengthens us. My God. Then he also says, my God, I'm kind of all over the place right now, but thank you, Lord Jesus. He says, we must have a zeal for him. My God. Then get back to what I said earlier. There is a difference between religion and relationship. Now, I'm going to share something very personal with me from my personal experience years ago. We would go to a Catholic church, and I don't knock the Catholic religion, but for us, this particular church we were going to, we weren't growing, and it felt as though we were just kind of stuck spiritually. And one day we decided to go to another church, and we began to pray and ask God to show us, you know, where we needed to be at, what we needed to be doing, because we just weren't growing spiritually. And when I tapped into a relationship with God, hallelujah, that's when religion left. Oh, glory to God in the highest. See, religion is just going to church on Sunday, but living any old kind of way the rest of the week. Because, see, God never sleeps. He never slumbers. He sees everything we do. He hears everything we say. Oh, bless your holy name, God. So, yeah, we are called to have a relationship with God. Religion must leave.
Yeah.
God says, time out for that. I need a relationship with you, my people. A relationship with you, talking to me throughout the day, praying, not just, you know, and another thing God said too, he said it's not about the length of your prayer, oh glory to God, it's about the sincerity of your prayer. See, sometimes we get so caught up, we say, well, I pray an hour a day, I pray 2 hours a day. Well, God says, I'm not concerned with the length of it. What moves me is where your heart is with me. Like David, why do you think David was the apple of God's eye? Because he was a man after God's own heart. Hallelujah. He was after the heart of God.
Yeah.
He was after the heart of God. Oh, bless your name, God. Bless your holy name, Jesus. So, yes, it's time out for religion. It's time for us to step into and stay in a relationship with God, stay in tune with God. And prayer does that. It keeps us in tune with God. So, yeah, it's about, you know, waking up and from our spiritual slumber and get out of that place of complacency. So this has not been a feel-good message. This is a wake-up call.
Yes,
for all of us, as you said, I'm concluding including myself as well. You know, it's time for us to wake up from our spiritual slumber, and time for us to you know, have a zeal for God and to have a heart for God. Because you know what? At the end of the day, whatever breaks the heart of God, it should break ours too.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Whatever breaks the heart of God. Should break our. So I'm going to share this little story, and I'm going to close out. I remember there was this young lady, and she was at a party with her friends, and she just kind of felt like, you know what, she says, I kind of feel like I need to leave. I'm supposed to go, and her friends started to make fun of her, and they were, you know, teenagers do, and they were like, well, I guess your father just saying you got to be home early. She says, no, it's not that. My spiritual father is calling me home. He told me I'm not supposed to be here because of the things that were going on at the party. God says, now I'm not saying that, you know, there are certain places that God, oh, glory. See, when we come to a certain place in God, God's going to take a desire away from my, there we begin to think differently. We begin to act differently. Certain places we don't go, like the club anymore. We don't because we're not cut out for that.
Right.
We're not cut out for that. So we are called to come out and to separate ourselves from and to live a holy life. You know, many places I go to, I talk about holiness, and folks don't want to hear about it, but it's okay. I'm okay with that because I believe in holiness. I believe God is holy. He's a holy God. So therefore, he's calling us, hallelujah, he's calling us to be holy as well. So therefore, whatever breaks the heart of God, it should break ours too. We should get in a place where we say, well, you know what, God, I want to please you and not man. I want to follow you, God, whatever the cost may be. Whatever it may cost me, God, I'm willing to give it up for you. And for some on the phone tonight, it could be a relationship that you're in. God may say, well, you know what? I didn't call you in that relationship. I'm calling you out of that relationship. See, we've got to get back to the heart of God. See, so many times we want to hear, you know, prosperity messages, and I'm okay with prosperity messages, but there's a time and place for everything. But right now, And the way that the things are going on in the world, and it's just so much going on, we have got to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. If God tells you to go down the street and to bless so-and-so, whoever it may be, with $100, we've got to be so in tune with God where we don't miss God. Because many times, if we miss him with the smaller things, he cannot trust us with the bigger ones.
That's right.
See, it's the smaller things. Like the Bible says, oh, glory to God in the highest. He says, in scripture where he talks about, if you're faithful, glory to God, over a few things, oh, glory to God, I'll make you rulers over many. So many times, if we're not faithful, glory to God, in the small areas, oh, glory, I feel the presence of God. If we're not faithful in the small things that God has placed before us, my God, I give you glory, then how can he trust us with the greater? My God, hallelujah. And for some tonight, you may be saying, well, God, I need a new car. God, I want a bigger house, or I want a better job. But God says, are you a good steward over what I've already given you. Oh, glory. See, that's another thing that means so much to God, stewardship. Stewardship means so much to God, stewardship. So if he's able to trust us to tithe on $100,000, oh, glory to God, which is 10%, you know, the 10%, $10,000, then he can begin to trust us with more. But if he can't trust you with $100, come on now, how can he trust you with $100,000? So we have got to, hallelujah to the Lamb of God, we've got to become better stewards in order for God to qualify us for more. Oh, come on now. Bless his holy name. So therefore, if he can trust us with a little bit, then he can begin to add on and give us more.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. So I've touched on a few different things, but I believe that this was from the heart of God. Not mine, from the heart of God. And we've just got to be, you know, just sold out to God. It's no more that lukewarm state and having one foot in and one foot out. We've got to get in a place where you say, you know what, God, I'm going to follow you wherever it takes me.
Yes.
Wherever this walk takes me, God, I'm going to follow you to the end, oh, God, because I know that there's an expected end. Oh, glory to God. There's an expected end, oh God. And also my greater, my ladder will be greater. Oh, glory to God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Greater things are yet to come. But it starts with the obedience with the small stuff.
Amen. Yes, it does.
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Obedience is better than sacrifice.
It is. Yes, it is.
Obedience. God says it's time for obedience, whether big or small. I remember a while ago, I was in a grocery store, and I was just so used to kind of putting a cart, you know, just kind of tossing to the side and just leaving it out of the store. And the Lord said to me, and I know it was the Lord because it wasn't me, he said, put the cart back where it's supposed to be. And I said, what in the world? I'm just so used to kind of putting it any old way. God said, no, put the cart back where it's supposed to be with the rest of them. So I was like, okay, God. So if I miss God with the small things, see, if he can't trust me to be obedient, I'm trying to get this to somebody tonight. If he can't trust me to be obedient with the small things in life, how can he trust me with more? Bless your holy name, Jesus Christ. How can he add on more to me when he's not found me faithful over the few things? Oh, glory. My God, I give you glory. See, so it's obedience that brings the blessing. Obedience. Our obedience to God brings the blessings.
Yes, it does.
Obedience to God. It brings the blessings.
Yes.
And it qualifies us. Not only us, but our kids and our kids' kids, you know. They're connected. Our seed is blessed. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. So, yes, tied to the small things. You know, many times we discount the small things, but God said it's the small things. If I could trust you with the small things, my child, that I could begin to add on greater blessings, greater things. But you must be obedient where you are with the small things. Obey me, whatever the cost. Whatever it may cost you, obey me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So that's all I have to say, and I just want to give God glory because I know that, just like I said before, this was not a feel-good message, but sometimes we all need that type of wake-up call where, you know, we got to get back to the heart of God.
Yes,
we got to get back to the heart of God and not so much as prosperity because, as the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things shall be added. They shall be added. That means it's a byproduct of righteousness. Come on now. Oh, glory to God in the highest.
Yes,
seek ye first the kingdom of God And some people leave that part out in his righteousness. See, we got to include that as well because he's a holy God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added.
Mm-hmm.
But we must be obedient with the small things. Hallelujah. If we're faithful tithers over $100,000, then God can trust us with $1 million. Oh, glory to God.
Yes.
Bless your name, Jesus. So I'm done, and I feel the presence of God. I don't know who I'm supposed to pray for, but I don't know who you are tonight or where you are tonight, but I just say to you by the Spirit of the living God to trust God where you are and be obedient with the small things. Be obedient with the small things because, see, we sometimes say, well, God, I need this. I need you to do this. I need you to do that. But God says, I need you to first be obedient with the small things.
Yes.
The small things, my child. The small things.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you for your presence, God. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your power. And your Shekinah glory. It cannot be bought.
Hallelujah.
See, that's one thing. Favor cannot be bought. Holiness cannot be bought. Holiness is a lifestyle. You know, many people say, well, I lift up my hands and I worship God. But let me say this also. My God from Zion, worship is a lifestyle. When you treat people right, it's you're worshiping God. When you love people where they are, you're worshiping God.
Mm.
Thank you.
Hallelujah be unto God. Well, I feel the presence of God so strong right now. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Lord, we praise thee, O God.
Hallelujah.
We praise thee, O God, for you are holy, God.
Hallelujah.
You are holy, God. Draw us back to you, God, an intimate relationship with you, O God. Let us not forget you, God, with the small things, Lord.
Yes, God. Help
the small things, God. Let us not miss the small opportunities, God, to be obedient, O Lord. The small things, God. Let us not miss out on the small things, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. For he's a holy God.
Yes,
he's a just God. He's a righteous God. He's sovereign, omnipotent, almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-seeing. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above and beyond all that we could ever ask or think. Hallelujah. But he says, be holy, for I am holy, saith the Lord. Be holy. Come out. I'm calling you to come out. I'm calling you to come out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come out of the relationship that I did not call you into.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's time for you to come out and follow me even now, saith the Lord. Follow me even now. Wherever it may take you, follow me even now.
Yes,
glory to God. God, I bless you. I bless you for this word tonight that you've given us, God. For we will, God, follow you whatever the cost, oh God. Whatever the cost, God. Whatever the cost, God. Give us hearts for you, God. Pure hearts, God, with no agenda.
Yes, God.
Oh, Jesus. Amasiha Mosiah. Hone Mario Mosiah. It's a candy of the teal. Oh, Yamashita and the Okosaya. Oh, thank you, Lord. Pure hearts, God's looking for pure hearts.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Roboshita Mosiah.
Hallelujah.
God said, put away the jealousy tonight. Put away the backbiting tonight. Put away the envy tonight. Put it away, the unforgiveness tonight. Put it away. God said, it's time to get it right tonight, even now, God, with me. Get it right tonight. Put it off. Take it off. Take it off. I'm here tonight to remove the scales from your eyes. Hallelujah, to remove the blinders.
Thank you,
Lord. Give it to me even now, saith the Lord. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give the unforgiveness to me.
Yes,
even
yes.
now, give it to me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Give it to me.
Glory,
God said,
glory,
you've been holding
glory.
On for too long. Give it to me tonight. I know you've been hurt. I know you've been wounded. But give it to me tonight. God says, you've carried it long enough. Give it to me tonight. Oh, glory to God. Give it to me. I am your burden bearer. Hallelujah. I am your way maker. Give it to me tonight.
Yes.
You don't need to carry it no more.
I am the heavy load bearer. I am the burden bearer. You don't need to carry it tonight. Give it to me even now.
Yes,
I'm greater than it. I'm greater than it. I know you've been I know you've been wounded, but give it to me tonight. I'm here to deliver you tonight, saith the Lord. I'm here to set you free tonight, even now, saith the Lord. Give it to me. Don't hold on to it. Give it to me.
Hallelujah.
Give it to me, saith the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Halabosiande. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
My God.
Tonight, God said tonight is a cleansing time. My God. A time of restoration. Yes. My God, from Zion. Woo! Jesus. A time of renewing tonight, even now, God.
Thank you,
a time of restoration for somebody on the line tonight. You've been bound, you've been wounded, you've been depressed, you've been in a dark place. Hallelujah. But God said tonight he's bringing you out.
Lord.
This time has been ordained by God. You said it was, you thought it was a coincidence, but God said it was not a coincidence. I'm calling you, not even now, I'm calling you out tonight, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm giving you a heart to serve me totally and fully and be fully committed to me even now and tonight, saith the Lord.
Ah,
Sherebe City on the Messiah. Oh, glory to God.
Bless you, Jesus.
Thank you for your presence, God, even now, God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for your presence, God, even now, God.
Lord.
Oh, Lord, I thank you. The Lord, the Holy Spirit is so sweet. He's so sweet. He's so sweet. The Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever.
Yes.
God, we bless you for your sweet Holy Spirit, for your visitation even now, God, that you would come see about us.
Yes.
That you would come see about us, God, even now.
Lord.
Oh, God, we bless you for that. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, the Lord, that you never leave us where we are, God, but that you come see about us, that you love us enough, God, to not leave us, God. You always make a way, God. You always pull us out, oh, God. Hallelujah, because you're a faithful God.
Yes,
you're
are.
Faithful God. You're a faithful God.
Yes, you are.
Obosheti Amosiah. Oh, God, I bless you. I bless you, my Lord. I bless you, my Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Dad.
Hallelujah.
You're so faithful,
Hallelujah.
God. His presence is so sweet.
Yes.
So sweet. So sweet, indescribable, indescribable. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Bless
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. We just worship you. We worship
yes,
you.
We
worship
you.
Lord,
Lord.
Lord
thank you for
we
your
worship
name.
You. Right now, right wherever you are, just start worshiping him.
Yes.
My God, he's so awesome.
Yes, he is.
Mm.
Yes, he is.
He is so awesome. This woman of God just laid it all out plain and simple. You know, one thing I love about true ministry, it's not that deep.
Come on now.
It's not that mind-boggling. It doesn't take all that. You just have to trust in what this woman of God just said. And you know what? Let me tell y'all something. Can I just keep it real for what... Well, just a few seconds. Please let me keep it real. Y'all, we need a checkup from the neck up. And we got to get GERD with this word. And we got to quit letting folk change our mindset and come into the realization that we are true children of the Alpha and the Omega. He is the first and the last. He's the everlasting God. And I thank God that this woman is so anointed. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. She is anointed. See, now. You know, I'm going to tell on her for a minute. I'm going to tell on her. She served the world.
Sure did.
She went around with Jacksons, with all kind of groups. And
sure
guess
did.
What?
But
yeah,
was never content.
She was thousands upon thousands of people were admiring this young lady for her vocals, for her look and everything else. But now look who she's serving. She's serving such an awesome God, and now she has got a greater, oh, bless the name of Jesus, she's got a greater representation than she did when she was just playing Stacey Ladisong, the singer. She's now evangelist Stacey Ladisong Jackson, the woman of God. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, for transformation.
Hallelujah.
But do you know what, Evangelist Ladisong? If I can say this to you, woman of God,
Mm-hmm.
And I pray that you don't take this the wrong way when I say
mm-hmm.
this.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that God loves you. I love you, but God loves you so much more.
Hallelujah.
And God is, he has his hand on you from the time of beginning to this day and then beyond.
Thank you, God.
And I'll tell you something. I know you're going through. I know you're going through.
Mm.
But God said it's only for a moment.
Mm.
You know, the one thing about it is he said weeping may endure for a night.
Well, come on now.
He said, but joy, unspeakable joy,
come
not just regular
now.
Joy, but unspeakable joy cometh in the morning time. And your morning has just come to existence.
Thank
it's
you,
time
Jesus.
For you to rejoice. He said, I'm going to pull away. See, what folk probably don't know, and I don't, I, you and I talked one time before this broadcast, but we don't know one another. And I don't know your past. I don't know your situations that's going on now. But I'm going to tell you something. God said everything that the cankerworm,
come on now.
Everything that the palmer worm,
hallelujah,
and everything
Jesus.
That the caterpillar has been still to this day trying to take from you,
mm.
he said, I'm turning it around.
Thank you, God.
Because people have been trying to have take, have, they, my God, they're still trying to take from you mm. to this day. But God said, I'm great, turn it around. With the world and what the devil meant for evil, I'm going to turn it into good.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
And I'm going to tell you something. This,
thank you, God.
It's not this it's not this project, but it's your next project.
Thank you, God.
That is going to soar you above all the rest.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Not this project.
Bless your
but
name.
But the next one is going to take you, oh, my God.
Bless
it's
your
name, destiny.
She
it's your destiny.
You,
it's your destiny.
Bless your name, Jesus.
He said, yeah, I understand you've been hurt. I understand
mm.
you've been, oh, my God. Lord,
thank you, Jesus.
I thank you for my sister. I thank you for my sister, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your whole entire house
mm.
is about to become blessed.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Your entire house is about to become blessed.
Hallelujah.
Beyond what you think it is right now.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
And I'm not saying it's not blessed now, but I'm telling
thank you
it's going to be blessed beyond what you see right now.
Thank you, God.
Because of your obedience.
Thank you, God.
Because of your love affair.
Mm, come on now.
Because of your trust
oh,
and your faith.
God. Bless thee, God.
You've been trying to get... Lord, can I say this? There's one person that you have been reaching and reaching and reaching and reaching out to. And it's like, I can't seem to get this person to understand why I am the way I am in so much love
mm.
with Christ.
Wow.
But God said, I'm going to make that person understand.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to make that person understand.
Wow.
You know, we thank operate you. In the flesh often too much. But you know what, Evangelist? You're operating in so much love right now.
I
God
love
bless
you.
I, oh, my God. Hallelujah.
That's who he is. That's who
hallelujah.
He is.
Hallelujah.
That's who he is. We got to have that
God.
Love affair
what
with God. That love affair with
yes.
God. You know, it's funny because years ago, I used to try and find happiness in a purse, a new pair of shoes, a new car, a new diamond ring. And you know what happened? The more I try and find peace or happiness and stuff, the emptier I was, and my God, that night I dropped to the floor. I said, God, I've heard about you, but I need to know you. And that's when I had an encounter with the Lord, and that's when he changed my desire. And I remember I said, you know what? I don't think I'm going to be singing no more R&B music. And there were people that didn't understand. It's like, how in the world are you going to walk away from this career and you have a number one song on the Billboard charts, how are you going to continue to pay your bills? How are you going to do what you do? And I said, you know what? I was very honest and I was just very open. I said, I don't know. I don't have a clue. But I will say this. Oh, glory to God in the highest. I had an encounter with God.
Yes.
And guess what? I had found, oh, bless your name, Jesus. Oh, my God Almighty, I had found what I had been looking for.
I found what I was looking for, and I'm not knocking no celebrities. I'm not knocking the music industry. I'm not knocking
any of
that. I'm just saying what everything that I have been looking for, I found it in Christ, in Him alone.
Hallelujah.
Because you know what, the money couldn't do it for Stacy. And some people think, if I just had $10 million, I would be happy. But let me tell you something about the Spirit of God. There are many people that are millionaires. They have tens and millions of dollars, but they're spiritually poor.
Yes.
They're spiritually poor. They can't get a prayer up and don't know how to pray because they don't have a relationship with God. So you can have the biggest house on the hill. You can have the biggest diamond ring on your finger that money can't buy. But if you're not happy in Christ, you will never be happy. Oh, I feel the glory. I feel the glory. Hallelujah. See, because
each of us
were created, and let me tell you something, we were all created with a hole in us that only God can fill.
Yes, amen.
Yes.
I would try to fill the void with things, and that's what some people try to do. They try and drink alcohol or smoke cocaine or, you know, smoke weed or whatever. But see, we were created to have a relationship with God. We were created to worship God. We were created to fall in love with Him.
That's right.
Oh, Jesus. So when you fall in love with Him, nothing else matters.
Yeah.
Money can't do it. I've been there. I've done it. I toured with the Jacksons. There was a great opportunity for me to meet Michael, to perform with Michael, to be in Michael's presence. But I'm telling you, when I got in the presence of God, that's what did it for me. Hallelujah.
Bless the name of Jesus.
That's what did it for me. So I can't speak on nobody else's relationship, but I know that I have been in search. I have been looking for peace. I have been looking for contentment. Money could not do it for me. Because I had money. I knew famous people. And I would go to the store and never had to look at the price tag because I had it like that. But I was still unhappy. I was still unhappy. You can have anything that money can buy, but you can still be unhappy. When you fall in love with Christ, when you fall in love with Christ, and He becomes your soul, the lover of your soul. Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. What a sweet spirit. What a presence of God I'm feeling now. I can't even say nothing right now. I just got to bask in His glory. Hallelujah. Oh, I love you, Lord.
My God.
Whew, thank you,
Jesus.
What an
awesome God we serve. What an awesome God.
Yes, He is.
You know, I'm going to just say it like this. Evangelist Scott, let's do this right now. If you're on the telephone line or if you're over in the chat room and you have a prayer request, a praise report, if you have a question about the teachings that you heard tonight, call in now. Call in right now. And the phone number to call in is 323-693-3054. Once again, the phone number is 323-693-3054, and I just believe breakthrough. You may say, well, I've been in church, I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. You may need a refreshing.
Yeah.
Mm,
you may say, I got it all. You might need a refreshing.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
The woman of God is here tonight, not for herself. You know what, one thing, I talked about her project. She didn't talk about her project that she's doing right now. She's not trying to promote herself, but what she's doing is promoting Christ Jesus. And I challenge any of you tonight to get on this phone line, get on this radio broadcast, and let's proclaim the name of Jesus Christ above all other names. Let's worship him together. Let's cause see, there's somebody on the line tonight. Young, there's a woman. You know what? I'm not going to play with this. Pastor Scott's sister. You're Evangelist Scott's sister is on. If you're on the telephone, you need to press 1 right now. I'm telling you, I'm not playing with you today. I'm not playing with this fearful spirit. I'm not playing with this shy spirit. Look, it's time to change. It's
Come
time
on
to
now.
Get redirected.
Come on
Look,
now.
Some of you all say, well, you try to brainwash me. Well, yeah, that's just what I'm doing. I'm trying to brainwash you into the will of God. I'm trying to get you out of that point of lack. I'm trying to get you out of a load of bar. I'm trying to raise you up to a new dimension, and that dimension is in Christ Jesus. You better come on right now. Call in. I'm going to tell it one more time. 323-693-3054. Why are you so shy?
Jesus.
What is holding you back?
Wow.
Once you call in, press 1 on your telephone. It's time for change. It's time. My God, my God, my
Hallelujah.
God, my God. Hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you
for
the breakthrough. Let me tell you all something. You're listening to a man that should have been dead 5 different times. Do you hear me? I was electrocuted at the age of 1.5. I had been shot at. I had been in accidents. I broke my neck in C3, C4, clavicle, where I should be in a wheelchair. I've had blood clots that filled my lungs both sides, where the doctors had to call my next of kin to come and mourn next to me. But I said, let me tell you, I stand on Psalm 91. Because he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Y'all, I'm telling you, you better call in. Yes, I should be dead in man's eyesight, but I'm alive and because of Christ Jesus. Now, what are you waiting for? It's time to quit playing, saints of God. It's time to get real with this thing. I'm letting you know tonight, I love you with all my heart. But the woman has put out the clarion call. She's cried it out to you tonight. And I'm here to let you know we've got to bring change. It's not about the title.
It's
not about the person. But it's about knowing who Christ is. Come out of religion and accept relationship. Evangelist, whenever that phone lights up, baby girl, you go ahead and put them on because it's time for change.
She's on.
God is such an awesome God.
She's on.
You said
she's on the line.
Amen. God bless you, my sister. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored of the Most High God. Too blessed to be stressed and too anointed to be disappointed. Tonight is your night. This woman of God came in here. Hallelujah. And she ministered such an anointing word with compassion and love. And this word was truly meant for your body. It was meant for your mind. It was meant for your heart. And it's time for you to make the acceptance. It's time to say, I'm going to step out on faith. You may not know what to do, but just take a step out on faith. Just stand up. And listen, I'll walk with you. I promise you, I'll walk with you. Stand up right now, right where you are.
Yes,
and now take your right foot and step it on out. Now bring that left foot and bring it on up and place it on down. Now what you just did, you trampled on Satan's head.
Come on,
what you just did,
you
stepped on the enemy and you allowed him to know that I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. You just let Satan know that I am a child of the Most High God. Now I'm here to tell you, are you ready? I'm here to ask you, are you ready?
Bless your God.
Are you really ready?
Yep.
We bless your God.
Are you ready to give it up? I'm telling you, I'm not playing with you tonight. Are you ready to give it up?
Thank you, God.
Because I love you. I love you like a sister. I really do. I love you. I don't even know you, but I love you.
Bless your name, God.
And I want you to walk in your purpose. I want you to walk in your glory. I want, or not your glory, but God's glory. I want you to accept the things that God has already in store for you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Are you ready for that, my sister?
Yes, I am.
Then this is what I want you to do. We're going to ask Evangelist Ladisong. Excuse me, I apologize. We're going to ask Evangelist Jackson to pray for you right now, but I want you to lift your hands up to heaven because the anointing that this woman of God was feeling is about to transfer. Don't you know that the God is a God of the, he's a transferring God.
Come on now.
What he did for one, he'll do for the multitude. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Boy, don't play with me tonight, Satan. Don't you come over here. Evangelist,
holy name,
pray
God.
For this sister.
Lord
pray
God,
for this
in the
sister.
Name of Jesus, God, I come into your presence. Lord, I don't know who she is, God. I don't even know what she stands in need of, God. But, Lord, you know her, Lord. You knew her even before she was in her mother's womb. So right now, God, I ask you right now to touch her, God, to fill her belly with rivers of living water, God. I decree and declare, God, a new walk with you, God, a new revelation, God, of who you are. Touch even now, God. Let your Shekinah glory, let your power, let your anointing rest upon her, God, even now, God, from the top of her head, God, to the very soles of her feet, God. May she feel your presence even now in the name of the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Holy Ghost, everything is not like you, God. We command it to leave now. In the name of Jesus, God, more of you, God. More of your presence, God. More of your anointing, God. More of your power even now, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we declare and decree, God, no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper, God. Even now, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, God.
Thank
for
you.
New walk, God, for
yes.
New talk, God, even now, God, put a smile on her face, God, in the name of Jesus, God, let her know, God, that all is well, God, let her know, God, that you are her God and that she is your child, that you will never leave her nor forsake her, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and it is so, we thank you, God, even now, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, we thank you, Lord,
thank you,
for your faithful God.
Yes,
you're
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You know, he's so incredible. He's faithful. Don't you find that he's faithful even when we're not faithful? That's just one of the beautiful things about God. Even when we're not faithful, sometimes we may be kind of wavering and kind of doubting and wondering, well, what if this doesn't come through? What if this doesn't happen? Or what if I don't get the money for this? Or what if this doesn't work out the way I wanted it to work out? But you know what? He shows himself faithful. He comes through every time. Every time. Because that's how much he loves us. He always comes and sees about his children. Because guess what? He's obligated. He's responsible for taking care of his own.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless him for that. That's the kind of God we serve. I tell people all the time, how can you not want to serve our God? How can you not want to get to know how much he really loves you, my God?
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Dad.
Hallelujah. How can you not want to experience more of his glory? Come on now.
My God, thank you, Father.
More of his presence. More of his peace.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah.
He's so faithful.
Yes, he is.
Yes,
he's
he
so
is.
Faithful. He always gives us what we need. You know, sometimes we say, well, God, I just need a touch from you. And that's what the way he comes and does. That's what he does. And when he does that, he loves on us. He just loves on us. And you feel the presence of God, you know. You feel the peace of God.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. He's indescribable. He is indescribable. I really believe there's somebody on the line that's been suffering with depression. I don't know who you are.
Uh-huh. We do have another caller on the line with their hand raised, so let me check them out. It could be them. Good evening, and welcome to Out of a Pure Heart Ministries. Caller.
God bless you, sister.
God bless you.
God bless you.
The word was rich.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Glory, hallelujah. I love Jesus.
Yeah, come on now.
He is a way maker.
Come
he
on now.
Holy. He is sanctified. He is my salvation.
Glory.
He is my refuge. He is my brother. Glory. Hallelujah.
Come on, see, Father, my son, the
Glory. Hallelujah. Say it.
Woo,
say it, servant of the King. Say
hallelujah.
It.
Hallelujah. Kukala, Kula, Jesus is the way.
Yes,
Jesus.
Yes.
He is the way.
Come
the
on now.
Way.
Yes.
Laura, I love you, my sisters and my brothers. God
Amen.
Bless you. The word was
Amen.
Power.
Love you too.
The word was God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He said,
wow.
Lean on me, he said.
Come on now.
Just think about me. Just think about me, whatever you're going through. Just think about me.
Glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you, sir. Thank
Amen.
You for calling.
Amen, serving the King. God bless you, my brother. I love you so much. That brother, let me tell y'all
you
something. That brother is so on fire for God. It's
hallelujah.
It's a joy to know when real men, and let me tell you all something. A lot of guys feel that, well, I'm not going to get like that because, you know, that means
you got
a little sugar in your tank. No, I'm here to tell you, I'm sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. I love the Lord, will shout, cry, dance, sing, and everything else.
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you, I'm straight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And well, you don't have to be funny when it's coming down to hallelujah.
That's right.
And that brother is on fire for Christ Jesus.
Bless
and I'm here
Lord.
To tell you, saints of God, it's your turn. It's your turn to get on fire. It's your turn to get that anointing. It's your turn to be in that right season. What are you waiting for? What are you looking for? What are you desiring? Let me put it to you like this. How much lack do you have to be in before you call upon the name of Jesus? How many times do you have to go through your going throughs to call upon the name of Jesus? You've tried the world's way. You tried it your way. But come on, and now let's try it God's way.
Yes, indeed.
I'm here to tell you. I'm here
to
challenge you.
Mm-hmm,
let's do it God's way. Let's do it the way God intended us to do it. And that's by serving him with our mind, our body, and our soul.
Yes, my Lord.
Amen.
Yes,
Amen. You can't serve him with just your mind. You can't do it. It's impossible to serve God with just your mind. It's impossible to just serve him with just your body. It's impossible to just serve him with your soul. It takes all of you, your mind,
Amen.
Body, and spirit, man.
Amen. Say so.
If you're on the line tonight, if you're on this broadcast tonight, I challenge you. It doesn't matter. We're not here to embarrass you, but we're here to love upon you. If you heard the word that this woman of God preached tonight, then you would want to say, you know what? I want that change.
Yes.
I want to experience what she experienced.
Mm-hmm.
I want that time where money couldn't do it for me, but it's when she met God. That's what I want. I want to meet that same God. I want to go to that place that she went to where she fell in love with Christ.
Yes.
And her
yes.
whole life turned. Her whole life turned around.
Thank you, Lord.
If that's you tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
If that's you, press one on your phone. And I agree with the evangelist. She said that there's someone that someone's listening right now. I don't know if you're live or if you're going to be listening by way of the archive, but you've been dealing with the spirit of depression, and this depression falls upon you at times where you almost even want to take a massive amount of pills. And I'm here to tell you, that demon is done with.
In the name of Jesus.
That assignment is canceled.
Glory to God.
But
in the name
not
of
canceled by me.
Hallelujah.
But it's canceled by the one who sits up on high.
Yes, glory.
Who looks down low and loves upon us every day.
Thank you, Lord.
You've been saying you haven't heard from God. You've been praying, but God hasn't answered you. But I'm here to tell you, it's when God's silent when the healing takes place. It's when God's silent when the anointing comes through. It's when God is silent. Oh, my Jesus, I love you.
Hallelujah.
I love you, Lord. I don't know, my brother, my sister, if that's you. If you're the one with the spirit of depression, you may not want nobody else to know. But I'm here to tell you I love you, my brother, my sister. And I want to see you right.
Amen.
You don't have to look to the bottle of pills. You don't have to look to cutting your wrist. You don't have to look to putting a gun to your head. But I'm here to tell you tonight, you can serve an awesome God.
Hallelujah.
And he'll love you.
Hallelujah.
Out of your depression.
Yes. Yes, hallelujah.
Bless your name, God.
It's time to press one.
Ooh, thank you.
Press one on your telephones.
Mm.
Whatever you're going through, The Bible has all the instruments. It has all of the information. But God said, I'm here too.
Yes, hallelujah.
Bless your name, God.
Jesus said he left us a comforter who is so much a gentleman.
Come on now.
The comforter is a gentleman.
Thank you, Lord.
And he wants to gently restore you.
Hallelujah.
He wants to gently revitalize you.
Yes, yes, yes.
He wants to gently stimulate you.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
I'm telling you, if you go to the same place that evangelist Ladison Jackson went to,
bless your name,
and
God,
meet the same God that she met.
Come on now. Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, you can have the same experiences that she's having.
Same one. Yes.
Thank you, God.
It's your night. It's your night. It's your night. It's your night. Do you want the woman of God to pray for you? Do you want to, okay, let's just keep it real. Do y'all want to just say hello to her? Then press one on your phone. Okay.
Go ahead.
God said, I'll get it any way I can. See,
hallelujah.
See, let me show y'all, because I'm about to throw a monkey wrench in it. See, you go call it, you go press one on your phone. Now, oh, I'm getting to talk to Stacey Lassong and say hello. Well, guess what? When you say hello, that's when that anointing is going to fall on you.
Come on now.
It's going to drop on you.
Come on now.
It's going to drop
on
you. And in this, and let me tell you, if you're in the Philadelphia area, at this woman's conference that's about to take place,
amen,
a lot of you are going to come because of who she is.
Right, that's right.
See, you remember her past. You remember Dynamite, and you remember Love on a One-Way. I found love on a one-way street. Yeah,
wait.
I fell in love with her, too. She was supposed to be my wife when I was 15. But anyway, the thing about it is this, saints of God, you're going to come for one way. You're going to come in there one way expecting one thing, but you're going to leave out another.
Come on now.
You're going to leave out another.
Amen.
Come on
because
now.
You're going to see such an anointed woman of God that it's going to blow your mind.
Yes.
It's going to blow your mind.
I'm talking about
women who are crackheads. I'm talking about women who are prostitutes are going to come in there with their prostitute gear on. They're going to come in with crack in their pockets, but they're going to leave out saying, you know what, I no longer desire to smoke this stuff.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
You can come in with your weed. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all may be afraid when I say this. You can go ahead and come in with your weed, ladies.
Yes.
Come on with your marijuana.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I promise you, you're not going to leave wanting to smoke it not another day in your
life.
Come
on now. Come on now.
Oh,
keep that thing real.
Because
keep it real.
Do ya?
They're not going to come at you and hate on you. But
not
see
at
what they're going to do.
They're going to love
the hell out of you.
Come on now. You better
they
say it.
They are going to literally love the hell out of you. Because some of y'all are hell bound, but they're going to take that from you.
My God.
Maybe I said too much. I pray I didn't say too much.
Let me tell you.
Right there.
Wow. Right there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Evangelist, is there anybody raise their hands?
No.
Okay, do me a favor. Start pulling lines up. I'm going to do this one. Saints of God, I don't want y'all to be shy. I love you. Evangelist Stacey Ladison Jackson loves you.
Yes,
Evangelist
indeed.
Teresa Scott loves you. Bishop Scott loves you.
Oh, thank you.
And we're here. Matter of fact, pull the bishop up. I want to let you all know tonight, this day, that we're going to start pulling your lines up and we're going to start loving on you.
Yes, yes.
Because see, somebody's listening. I agree with the woman of God, man. I keep feeling this spirit of depression.
Yes.
Mm.
And God said, I'm going to pull it off of you. I'm going to pull it off of you. Don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed. This is your season. This is your right now season. My God, thank you, Jesus. This is your season. This is your season. This is an appointed time that this woman of God came on this broadcast, and you know she still, my God, has such a love.
Yes, God.
She loved the people one way. Now she's loving them another way.
Come on now, you better say it. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Ooh,
it is your season, saints. It's your season. It's your season. And if you're in the Philadelphia area, if you're in the New York, matter of fact, I'm going to tell y'all something. Now, let me get my geography correct. If you're in Philadelphia, if you're in Dover, if you're in the Delaware area, if you're in the New York area, if you're in the, matter of fact, if I got to even say Virginia area, because I'm telling you there's some people that need to make it to this conference. There's some folk, look, it's going to be on the weekend. You all need to come to this conference. You all need to come to this conference. Go ahead and play that commercial. Go ahead. Go ahead and play it.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hey, everybody. This is Evangelist Teresa Scott from Oliver Pure Heart Ministries, and I'd like to take this time to invite you to attend our very first annual Women Broken, Women Whole Conference. Yes, that's right. Our very first Women Broken, Women Whole Conference. We have two dynamic speakers lined up, Evangelist Patricia Ransom from Las Vegas and former R&B singer Stacey Ladisaw. Yes, you heard it right, Stacey Ladisaw. The conference is going to be held on Thursday and Friday, June 6th and 7th, 2013 at 7 p.m., and the services will be held at Society for Helping Church, 1323 West Susquehanna Avenue in the North Philadelphia section of the city. So we invite you to attend, to come hear a word from the Lord. If you're looking for healing, if you're looking for deliverance, if you're just looking to be blessed, we invite you to come out and attend. God bless you. We hope to see you there.
Amen. 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 And I'm going to tell you all something. If you all have flight benefits, if you work for the airlines and you got flight benefits, and if you're going to be off on Thursday or Friday, I'm telling you, use your benefits, fly out there for free, fly back out Saturday, go back home, and watch what God's going to do. I'm telling you, I wish.
Amen.
Women of God.
Yes.
You better be there.
Amen.
You want to be there.
Thank you, Lord.
Two power-filled women, anointed and appointed by Christ.
Yes, yes, yes.
That will bring a love-felt word.
Thank you, Lord.
You want to go. You want to go.
Yes. And Apostle.
Now, yes, go ahead.
Apostle Pinson and Evangelist Jackson, I wanted to say this. Honey, are you on the line?
Yeah.
Okay, my husband is on the line, because you said for Bishop to be on the line. So he's on the line.
Yes.
I wanted to say that you guys hit so much, and I'm over here just crying because the things that you guys are talking about, and you keep calling out depression.
Mm.
Know that somebody is dealing with depression. I know the same thing that you're feeling. Somebody is dealing with
depression. Wow.
And if they don't get it tonight, I ask you to come out to this conference so you can get deliverance. This conference, stuff that you were talking about, people cutting themselves, people taking pills and wishing they wouldn't wake up. I mean, you know, the drugs and the alcohol, all of this stuff we've been talking about on the broadcast, because we believe that God is going to deliver some people at this conference. I believe this with my whole heart, that some people are going to get delivered. But we do have a hand raised, and I'm going to get to you in just 1 second. But I wanted y'all to pray, too, for Michael Jackson's daughter, for his daughter, because the reports are out that she tried to commit suicide. And
Yes, it was
in the news today, right before I got on. Well, before my computer started acting up, it was on the news, on the internet news. But people are posting it as well on Facebook that she actually tried to kill herself.
My gosh.
Not the first time. They're saying that she tried to commit suicide before. And,
and
cutting herself as well. So, you know, these are the kind of things that this ministry wants to minister to, you know, women of this nature that are going through things like that, because there's so many people going to church Sunday after Sunday, and they go home and they open up that bottle and nobody knows about it. They go home and they smoke stuff and nobody knows about it. And these are the people that I want to come out to this conference so they can know that God really does love you and he really does want you to be delivered, because what you're looking for is not in that bottle. It's not in that bottle. It's not in those pills. It's not in that sex.
Yeah.
You can only find that in God. Like you said, it's a hole that we're looking to fill, and that
Come
only
on
person that can fill that hole is God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Holiness, God.
Bless the name of Jesus.
I'm asking you, if you're hearing this broadcast now, or even if you hear it tomorrow, even if you hear it Friday morning, come out to this conference and expect God to deliver you. Expect
Thank
you.
Lord.
Yes.
And expect
Thank you,
him for God to do it. Because he did it for Stacy. He did it for Apostle Pinson. He did it for my husband. He did it for me. And he is not a respecter of persons. He will do it for you. He will.
That's
he
right.
will. I know he will.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Area code 352410, you are on the line.
I just want to say thank you for the word today.
Amen.
Can I ask who this is?
Uh-huh.
Sister Mary.
Oh! You know what? Evangelist Ladder Song.
Uh-huh.
Evangelist Ladder Song.
Yeah.
This is one of my dear, dear friends in the Lord.
Amen.
How can I put this? Mary's body right now has been affected with sickle cell. And I'm not telling on Mary. Mary knows I love her enough where I can say this. Her body has been beaten down with sickle cell. And not only that, for the last 16 years of her life, she had not had a relationship with her mother nor father.
Wow.
Mary is originally from Africa. And she now lives in the United States. And after she just got out of the hospital just a couple of days ago, she sent a prayer up and she sent contact to her family, and her mom answered her and said, "You're still my baby girl and I love you. Don't worry. It's all right." What can we do for you tonight, Mary?
I need a prayer. Please.
Amen. What prayer request do you have?
I get everything she said. Get back in the word more and prayer. I'm not praying as much as I used to. I'm like slipping drastically.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Evangelist Lassong just said that in her message.
Mm-hmm.
She just talked about that in her message. Woman of God, you want to pray for her?
Yes. Yes. Heavenly Father, Lord our God, we come into your presence. And Lord God, as we humble ourselves tonight, Lord, first and foremost, we're asking you, Lord God, for forgiveness. Yes. Asking you, Lord God, to forgive us of our sins, God. God, even the small things, God, that we may not even think that are sins, God, they may offend you, Lord. Every iniquity, transgression, every thought, every word and every deed, oh God, cleanse us. Cleanse us, God, from our unrighteousness.
Yes.
And make us more like you. Give us a heart, Lord, to love you more, to want to read your word more, to spend more time in your presence, God, and just bask in your glory, Lord. Now, even now, God, as I lift my sister up, God, I don't know her whole situation. Don't even need to know it because you do. Because, God, you're sovereign. You're all-knowing. You're all-seeing. You're omnipotent, omniscient. You are God alone. So I ask you right now, God, to touch her, God, to touch her mind, God, to touch her very soul, even now, God. Even now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray, Lord God, that every need be met according to your riches and glory. I pray even now, God, that you would do something. I don't know, something's going on with your emotions. And I just ask God right now to heal your scars from the past. I talked about that earlier, about unresolved issues from the past. I don't know if you've been hurt or if someone's done something to you in your past, but God told me a while ago that the scars that hurt the most are the ones that are not seen with the eye. And God said that you've been emotionally scarred. My God, emotionally scarred. So God's healing that tonight, even now. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Lord God, for healing every emotional scar right now, God. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands wherever you are and receive from God. Fresh oil, he's about to give you fresh oil right now.
Yes, Lord.
Fresh oil. I keep hearing fresh oil.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. A renewing God is doing right now. A restoring, a restoration God's doing right now. Hallelujah. God says to me to tell you to stop revisiting your past. My God from Zion, stop revisiting your past. See, sometimes what you do, you find yourself rehearsing things from your past. God says your past is over. He's doing something new in you even now. It starts today. It starts tonight. Your new beginning has started even now. So he just wants you to praise him right now for it, sister. He wants you to love on him like never before for your new start, for your new revelation of who he is. He wants you to love him right now because he's breaking loose the shackles that have had you bound from your past.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. God, I ask you even now, God, to give her zeal, God. Even now, God, to read your word more, God, to study more and to spend more time in your presence, God, because everything she needs, Lord, is in you. It's in you, oh God. You have been her father for many years, God. You have been her mother for many years, God. You have kept her thus far, and you will continue
yes.
to keep her. I'm asking you right now, God, to cover her up in you. I ask you right now, God, to wrap her up in you, God. Let your love right now, even now, God, let your love, Holy Spirit, rain upon her. Woo, Jesus. Ah, she called me Tayandi. Oh, God is touching you even now.
Yes.
You just lift up your hands and receive
yes.
from him. See, some people think, let me say it just like this. Some people think that you have to receive, you can only receive from God by people laying their hands upon you. I tell you by the Spirit of God, he does use man, but he is God. God needs you to lift up your hands right now and receive, believe
Hallelujah.
To receive from him right now what he's about to deposit in you. Because what he's depositing in you right now is going to keep you and give you strength for the journey. My God from Zion. Yeah. Ooh,
thank you, Lord.
So he's
Hallelujah.
Giving you supernatural strength. He's giving you supernatural strength from on high right now. Like dunamis power, he's giving you right now. And he told me to tell you to stop revisiting your past because your past has no longer has dominion over you.
Thank you, Lord.
No longer has dominion over you. You have been set free. You have been set apart. Your name is Victory.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
You are no longer the victim. You are the victor. God wants you to see you, yourself, as he sees you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He's pouring his love upon you even now. He loves you. God, I thank you, Lord, right now, God, for the evidence,
thank
God,
you, Daddy.
For your presence, your power, your peace among her right now, God, in her life, God, like never before, God. Holy Spirit, rain upon her even now, God. Touch her, Lord God, in a way, God, that she knows she's been touched. God, may she never forget this night, God. May she never forget this time, God. Even now, God. Even now, God, do a new thing, a new work in her, God. A new work, God.
Yes.
A new work, God. May she never be the same from tonight forth. Never the same. Never the same. Never the same. Never the same.
Ever.
Whew, Jesus.
Bless
we
your
thank
name.
You, Lord.
Bless your name.
In the
Bless
name of
name.
Jesus, the Holy One of Israel.
Hallelujah.
The Holy One of Israel, we pray.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Sister Mary.
Yes, Apostle.
It's your night. It's your night. It's your season. It's your time.
God said you write down this night, write down this encounter that you've had tonight.
Mm-hmm.
He said, write down this date. Put this date on a piece of paper. put today's date on a piece of paper. And he also said that he's going to begin to speak to you. Jesus. He's going to begin to speak to you when you make yourself available to him. He's going to begin to speak to you and show you and tell you great and mighty things that you know of. Now, you have been asking God for something for a long time.
Yep.
And you've been in a valley experience. My God.
My God.
But God said he's going to meet you in those secret times, those secret moments. That's in your secret place, I mean your secret place, where it's just you and God. He's going to meet you there, and he's going to begin to envelop you, my God from Zion, envelop you in him. He's going to pour his love upon you, my sister, like never before, so you get ready to experience more of God. Woo, Jesus.
Thank you.
Woo, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
My God Almighty.
Thank
God,
you,
ah, she both Santani and me.
Ooh,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Father. Mm, mm, mm.
Thank you, Father. Sister Mary, I want you to go ahead and walk in the blessings of Abraham. Walk in the blessings of God himself. And just know that he has you. He's got, look, and I'm telling you, you know, the Bible tells us that God can make a crooked way straight, okay? Now, the same thing with your sickle cell. Those cells are crooked. God can turn them straight again, and he can make the pain go away. He can literally make the pain go away.
He's able. He's
and
able.
And your body can be made whole again. Oh, my God. Man, I'm telling you, I'm feeling something really special tonight. I really am. And hallelujah. I just truly believe that this is your night, Sister Mary, and that God is really just loving upon you and you're allowing him to.
Yes.
Don't block the blessing. Don't block it. Just receive it. Just receive it in Jesus' name. God bless you. We love you so much. Amen. 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 You're so welcome.
Wow.
Evangelist Scott, is there anybody else that has their hand up right now?
No.
Then let's go over to the Bishop. Bishop Scott, God bless you, man of God. How are you tonight?
Oh, wait. I don't think he has the phone with him. Let me see.
Oh, okay, okay.
I think
you know, and while she's getting her husband, you know, one thing I can say is tonight, I wasn't expecting this. I really wasn't. I don't know what I was going to expect, but God just showed me one more time how he is totally in control.
Yes.
God is always in control.
Yes, he is.
And saints, that's where you got to get to know that God is in control over every aspect of your life. Bishop.
He can't actually get to the phone right now. He's preparing.
Oh, okay.
Hospital. He
okay,
actually has to go to the hospital tonight for a sleep study for sleep apnea. This is his return visit. They want to fit him for a, what do you call the machine? The CPAP machine.
Right, right.
Yeah, so that's where he's going tonight. He has to spend the night, and then he'll
be
out.
Well, that's why I wanted to talk to him. That's why I wanted to talk to him, because when Evangelist was ministering tonight, I kept hearing God or the Holy Spirit saying, I'm going to pull him out of that wheelchair.
Mm. Wow.
I'm going to bring him out of that wheelchair. And I'm going to restore his body back to where it once was.
My Lord.
Because I heard last night, and I'm very serious when I say this.
Thank you.
I heard the man of God said, I wish I could go back just 10 years.
Yep.
If I can go back to when I was, whatever age it was, you know, God said, not only am I going to take you back 10 years, but I'm going to take you back to where you're fully whole again.
My Lord.
And Bishop, if you can hear my voice, man of God, I love you with the love of Christ Jesus.
Glory to
and
God.
I'm truly believing that God is about to do something miraculously through you, in you, on you, around you, that you will never have to depend on the use of a wheelchair not another day in your life. I just got that crazy faith.
Hallelujah.
Belief that God can do it, that God can pull you out of it, that
yes,
God will give you the
He's
strength,
able.
That
He's
God
able.
Will give you the boldness. He, oh my God, so right now, Lord God, I thank you. I thank you for the bishop. I thank you right now, Lord God, that you continue to allow him to go forward even the further in your love fest. Lord God, that you touch him and anoint him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord
God.
Father, that you just show him who you truly are, that you are Jehovah Jireh, you're Jehovah Nisi, you're Jehovah Shalom, you're Jehovah Rafi, you're Jehovah Jireh, you're El Shaddai. You are El Shaddai.
Thank you, Jesus. Ooh,
but most of all, in your life, Bishop, he is Jehovah Shalom.
Come on now.
He's the Lord
you
of peace.
Say so.
He's the perfect peace that's all over you.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord just told me to tell you that. I don't know when this is going to take place because I can hear the Holy Spirit say this is not going to be a quick work, but this is going to be a gradual work because your body has got to start to become reconditioned. There's certain things that can happen instantaneously, but with you, this is going to be a gradual taking. But God said, don't worry, I got it, and you
Hallelujah.
Shall walk on your own again.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you.
I love you, brother.
I love you,
I
too.
Love you.
I love you, too, when you're at this. I love you, Sister Stacy.
Yeah.
My wife, thank you. God bless you. Keep me in your prayers. I'm going to keep you in mind.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely, Bishop. Absolutely.
Bless you.
Absolutely.
God bless you, man of God.
Praise be unto God.
Amen. What a pleasure. What a pleasure. What a pleasure. My God. Evangelist, I got to ask you this question. You know I got to ask it. When are you dropping your project?
Actually, we were supposed to have the single release this spring, but we ran into a problem with the producer and had to kind of take a little pause. So we worked things, we got things worked out, and so we're looking for the fall now instead of spring.
Let me ask you this. What label are you going under?
I'm doing it myself. Because we have our own recording studio here in Maryland. So we're going to just release it ourselves, and we're going to go with a, what is it called? A, what are those companies called? It's on the tip of my tongue. The distribution.
Distribution company? Okay.
Yes.
Do you know who's going to distribute it for you?
Not yet. We're kind of still kind of, you know, in haven't quite
well, one of the reasons
yet.
The reasons why I was asking this. I live in the United States Virgin Islands. I live on the island of St. Thomas.
Oh, wow.
And
it
is. We don't get gospel music down here. Well, we get it, but it's always old. Please make sure that your music comes here.
Absolutely.
Please make sure it comes here.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed.
If I gotta buy a couple of cases of it and take it around to the different churches and to the different music stores, you know, because we need great gospel music.
Yes, indeed.
You know,
amen. I agree.
One of the things that we suffer with down here is witchcraft, incest.
Wow.
This island is infected with witchcraft. With voodoo. I mean, there's literal stores that you can walk in and they're selling all their little paraphernalia to cast spells and whatnot.
Apostle,
and God brought me here to
about 1 minute left.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Amen. No, go ahead, ma'am. You go ahead, woman of God.
No,
you guys on the phone line can still talk. Let me just say to the chat room, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be cutting off in a minute in the chat room. If you want to continue the conversation, you may call us at area code 323-693-3054. That's Prayer of the Righteous, 323-693-3054. But the chat room is getting ready to go out in less than a minute, but we're still on the phone line. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Apostle, for posting that there.
No problem. Not a problem. You know I got your back. You know, so Evangelist, we need people like yourself. I've reached out to others, and whatever for whatever apparent reason, they're just not interested. Mm-hmm. They want to come down. The crazy thing is, these artists want to come down here and they want to party where people can't know who they are. And I'm
wow.
like, wait a minute, I've been in this for a long time. I've been doing radio in Atlanta
wow.
for a long time. You know, I know all you all. And I don't call names out, but y'all come down here and y'all
mm-hmm.
like to party and you like to have fun and you call yourself gospel artists. And the thing about it is, you know, we got to keep it real. You know, I don't have a problem with them coming down here and letting their hair down and just having fun because you have to do that. But the thing about it is, you know, you see there's a need for ministries down here. You see there's a need for gospel music down here. Bring it, please. Please bring it. Please bring
it.
Once you drop this thing, if I can get you to come down here and do a concert, I'll do whatever I got to do to make it happen.
I know that's right. I want to be there for that one.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because I'm telling you, there's so many hurting people.
My God.
And the funny thing is, the young people want it. The young people want
wow.
it down here so
Amen.
Bad. But it's the older people that's holding things back.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And that's so sad. That is
Amen.
So sad. It's so sad. I've enjoyed tonight, you guys. I really have. And I thank
Absolutely.
God
for
being here tonight. Thank you for the invitation. I greatly appreciate it. Wow, it's been a blessing to my heart. It really has.
Amen. God has truly blessed us all. I tell you one thing, if I know nothing else, he is who he says he is, and I'm so thankful
yes.
just to know God, just to know him.
Mm-hmm.
I am truly, truly thankful to call him my friend.
Amen.
See, this was
yes.
set up for, it didn't happen last night, but it happened at the appointed time. And
That's
I think.
Right.
That because the young lady who was on the line, she might not have been on the line last night.
Wow.
You know, but it was appointed for her.
Yes.
My sister, Apostle, called her out. Like, you better get on that. She did it, and her answer was so solid to me.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't talk
Thank
to her like that because she won't listen to me like that.
Thank you, Lord.
The Spirit of God. Rose up in you and spoke to her, and she heard it better. So I thank God for that. I really, really, really thank God for this ordained broadcast.
Thank you, God.
Thank you so much, Evangelist Ladisaw Jackson, for
Amen. Amen.
And, you know, whenever the Lord says so, stop on by.
Amen. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
But I'm going to send you
a Evangelist Ladisaw, you know where you're supposed to be going to.
Oh, see, he hijacked it now. Go ahead. He's got to be on.
I'm going to pray.
I'm to pray.
I'm going to pray on it.
I know. I just been so busy.
I understand. I'm just messing with you. I'm just teasing. Amen.
All right, well.
What a night.
Seven, yes, and I got to get ready to go with my husband to get him up to this hospital.
Okay.
So we just want to thank God for everything that was done on this evening.
Yes, amen.
For this
yes.
Being safe. Thank God for the renewed relationships. We thank God for restoration. We thank
yes.
God for rejuvenation.
Yes, God.
You know, sins being forgiven. We thank God for, you know, repentance. And we just thank God for everything that went tonight. Glory to God. And I, you know what, Apostle, I'm going to say this right quick. I will look for that day when my husband does start walking again because before he and I got married, we went on this date at Pizza Hut, and when we had first met.
Wow.
And we sat there and we just talked and cried and talked and cried. There was, we'd never ate. And we sat there and we talked. My husband said, the Lord's going to use you to help me get my healing.
Wow. Praise be unto God.
Yes, those are the words that came
Hallelujah.
Out of his mouth. And I
thank
just
you, Jesus.
Me. Now, we've been together. We've been married for 13 years, almost 14 years. The end of this year will be 14 years. And I remember that it was yesterday.
Praise
so then
God.
When you said what you said tonight, Apostle, when God used you to say that tonight, that just brought it back up again. So I'm believing God that he said he was 14 years ago.
Come on now.
No, you said a slow process
Amen.
14 years ago. That word was actually given 14 years ago because we hadn't gotten married yet, but we were just beginning to date.
Wow.
Wow. Ooh. Isn't that something?
My God. My God. What an awesome God we serve. Well, let's get ready to dismiss ourselves from this place, but never from the presence of God. Evangelist Ladison, you want to pray us out tonight?
Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father God, we come into your presence tonight as we humble ourselves again, Lord. We come to say thank you for the word, God, that you've given us tonight. God, we ask you, Lord God, that you would seal in our hearts and that you would bring it back to our remembrance, God, when we need to remember it, Lord God, and that you, most importantly, would help us to apply the word, Lord God, the instructions, oh God, that you've given us tonight. Father, we shall be so careful to give your name the praise, all the honor, and all of the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Bless the name of Jesus.
We thank you all for being with us one tonight, and we most of all thank God for allowing it to be. So we're not going to leave his presence. We just thank God. Everybody have a wonderful night, a wonderful night. And, Stacey, you know we're just waiting for you to get here on Friday.
Amen. Amen. God be the glory.
Amen. All right.
Amen. I'll talk to you later on. Okay, God bless you. Have a good night.
You.
God bless you.
Good night. God bless.
Night, everyone.